Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Here's a radio show from the archives. Hope you'll enjoy it.
Hey there, this is Robert, and I'd like to thank you for coming into the room here with me. It's great to be able to do this radio show and podcast to share original music and turn you on to some new songwriters. I appreciate the support, and so do the artists. If you can check us out online, please do give us a like and a follow and all that kind of stuff. And stay tuned for some of the video from some of the live concert and chat interviews that we're doing. Here is the episode that aired back in April of 2023 with Keith Mullins and a few others. So follow the bouncing ball. Here we go. Keith is a fixture here in Nova Scotia. He's been around as long as I've been around and a lot longer. I met him probably 10 or 12 years ago after we moved here at one of the Music Nova Scotia events or the East Coast Music Awards. He's been garnering awards and playing with people all over Atlantic Canada and Canada and around the world, actually, with the various artists. He plays drums, he plays guitar, he can play just about anything, and now he's turned his hand to producing. I'll play a few tracks, and we'll also get to Morgan Tony, who he just produced. This first tune is from The Wayback Machine. This is off of Locomotive Farm from 2010, so I thought I'd start out with some of his early works. This is Somewhere to Be.
Your headphones on, and let the night turn on. to be.
That's a rockin' tune from 2010, and Keith has been in Baddeck, Nova Scotia. That's where he lives and has a studio there called Barnbray, and I think I'll mention some of the artists he has under his wing. Morgan Toney, who is a First Nations fiddler, a great songwriter, and we'll play some of his tunes later, as well as Isabella Sampson, who we played a couple of weeks ago, and Jesse Cox, who also was on the show here a couple of weeks back. So here's his next tune. The Keith Mullins song is Fireflies, off his 2016 album, The Heart of Everything, Fireflies.
I woke up from a dream last night. I was chasing fireflies. I was running around in the dark with cold hands in a mason jar. And I tried so hard to fall back asleep from the Severian Korean dream. Pinch me, am I sleeping? Maybe I'm still dreaming. Chasing fireflies is the story of my life. I'm running towards the light, chasing fireflies. I woke up from the smell of smoke, but there was nothing in my throat. Can we get this off my chest? I've been working double, sleeping at my desk. And I tried so hard to fall back asleep from the Severian Korean dream. Pinch me, am I sleeping? Maybe I'm still dreaming. Chasing fireflies is just crazy, sleeping all day just to chase some dream. Maybe I'm just crazy, sleeping all day just to chase some dream. Sleeping all day just to chase some dream. I'm sleeping all day just to chase some fireflies. It's the story of my life. I'm running towards the light, chasing fireflies, chasing fireflies. It's the story of my life. I'm running towards the light, chasing fireflies, chasing fireflies. last night I was chasing fireflies. I was running around in the dark with cold hands and a mason jar.
Fireflies, Keith Mullins, and 2018 he released Onward and Upward. He's got more stuff in the can. I'm just looking online. He's got lots on Spotify and, of course, all the other streaming places. There's four albums, a few singles, maybe five albums. And he's at the ECMAs as I speak. KeithMullins.ca is the website. Check him out. Here is Free Falling on a Feeling from that Onward and Upward album of 2018. Free Falling on a Feeling.
Stealing kisses cause we feel it. Life is good cause we're breathing. We're shooting stars that we believe in. Free falling on a feeling.
Come on.
Tell that boss where to shove it. Take that trip to Spain or someplace exotic. Skydiving, daring to dream. People try to bring me down, but you know what I mean. Stealing kisses cause we feel it. Life is good cause we're breathing. We're shooting stars that we believe in. Free falling on feeling. We can never be defeated.
Now we can never be
defeated. Everything we ever needed.
Everything.
Sky's the limit, ain't no ceiling.
No ceiling.
Free falling on feeling.
Take a ride on intuition. Cause sometimes you get stuck in indecision. And the time flies by, seems like a minute. So I skydive and never look back. Except to pull that parachute strap.
Stealing kisses cause we feel it.
Oh yeah.
Life is good cause we're breathing. We're shooting stars and we believe in. Free falling on feeling. And we can never be defeated. We're everything we ever need. Sky's the limit, ain't no ceiling. Free falling on the feeling. On the free, on the free. We're so alive, we're so alive. Chasing dreams, chasing dreams. Never asking why, never asking why. Stealing kisses cause we're feeling. Cause we're breathing.
Feels good, don't
we're shooting stars that we believe in. Free falling on the feeling. And we can never be defeated.
Never.
We're everything we ever needed. Sky's the limit, ain't no ceiling. Free falling on the feeling.
Keith Mullins.
I was just thinking back to when I first saw Keith at one of the weekend music events, Music Nova Scotia, I do believe, and I saw him playing drums, and then I, an hour later, saw him in another room playing guitar and singing backups, and I couldn't believe it. I saw him about six times that weekend. I'm looking forward to getting out to Cape Breton and tracking some of these folks with a interview concert style show. Definitely Keith Mullins and some of the folks that he's working with. The last track we have is from his album of 2016 again, The Heart of Everything. The track is called Drop in the Ocean.
This back road avenue, and this Saturday night, I'm only singing for you. And if we had any problems, you wouldn't know it now. To think that we solved them, lying on the hood, counting stars. We're just a drop in the ocean. No need to fix what ain't broken. And in these fleeting little moments, you took my heart and you stole it. Ooh,
fix what ain't broken. And in these fleeting little moments, you took my heart and you stole it. Fix what ain't broken. And in these fleeting little moments, you took my heart and you stole it. We're just a drop in the ocean. No need to fix what ain't broken. In these fleeting little moments, you took my heart and you stole it. You took my heart.
So many songs to choose from and so little time in an hour. This brings us to the end of section one. We're going to take a short pause. This is Songwriters from Here and Away. Look us up online. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm starting to load up some of our concert material on the video channel at YouTube as well as on Facebook. And we have Podbean, songwritersfromhereandaway.podbean.com is our place, and you can catch some of the old shows. I'm slowly getting them out there, too. We'll see you in just a moment.
CFRC 101.9 FM, the Kingston Music Office, and our sponsors, Long & McQuaid and Modern City Taxi, are pleased to announce the 2025 Release Radar Listenership Survey is now open. Select your top 10 singles and top 10 albums and EPs released in Kingston this year by local artists, and enter for a chance to win $1,000 in prizes from CFRC and our friends at Long & McQuaid, KPP Concerts, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, The Screening Room, and Black Dog Hospitality. Show your love for local music. Get in on the action today via CFRC.ca, proudly supporting local artists since 1922. CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Metamorphosis, a fun, uplifting new EP from local electronic artist Cacao. Fueled by his signature groovy synth and bass work, along with features from collaborator Dupel, Cacao effortlessly infuses elements of bass, house, hip-hop, glitch, funk, psychedelic breakbeat, and much more into the new EP to strengthen an ever-evolving signature sound. The brand new EP, Cacao's third of the year, is bound to make you want to get up and move. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Metamorphosis by Cacao on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Day After Day, featuring Dupel, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah. How we doing? Yeah. Check.
Alright. Yeah, for the zeros, chasing that yam for the squad. Yeah, for the squad, yeah, I'm on the thing, I'm high. SES, we running this race. CAD for the CA fog. I took a ton of the pressure to face. Betty with the push.
push, stay hooked to my jaw. Pump right, bang it for a night out day. Ah, hit this ball with a passion. Saw another day that's a blessing. Spend the weekend, no question. Bear hot balls, we squat for the session. God, my pot expensive. Jack walk up with a crack in his mentions. Over those bars, cause the ops aggressive. Kingston boy, I'm rockin' sessions.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Casador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album, released on November 4th, is Casador's third full-length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Casador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and ward-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Casador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Another bomb touchdown, cause you get your lesson, or cause you see, oh, oh. I'm Jack Ayala, one of CFRC's marketing assistants at the station. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Longham McQuaid, Mighty Birds, Pokeworks, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating and give today via CFRC.ca.
What show do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Hello, my name's Sheila Rogers. I work at CBC Radio now, but my best radio days were at CFRC. 101.9 FM now or cfrc.ca. We could never have thought of the internet back in the 70s. It's great that you're listening. Stay with us.
Listening to Absolutely Frivolous with me, Cindy, on CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to my show. This is an all-audio comedy show. I'm not funny, but the stuff that I put on air is, and I play a variety of things, stand-up comedy, songs, any kind of interview that I have time for, that kind of thing, and I really enjoy doing this show here at CFRC. I hope you tune in every week. If you want to check out the schedule and learn about my show and more shows at CFRC, please go to www.cfrc.ca. All the good information about this radio station is there, and I think you will enjoy listening to other shows as well as my own. Please check it out and email us if you have any suggestions. Our email address and phone number is there, and if you want to make a request, just call our line 613-533-CFRC.
Garrison Keillor is an American author, storyteller, humorist, and radio personality. He is known as host of the Minnesota public radio show, A Prairie Home Companion. He was born in Anoka, Minnesota, the son of Grace Ruth and John Philip Keillor, who was a carpenter and a postal worker. Garrison Keillor started his professional radio career in November 1969 with Minnesota Educational Radio, now Minnesota Public Radio, and distributing programs under the American Public Media brand. He hosted the morning program in the weekday drive time slot of 6 to 9 a.m. on KSJR 90.1 FM at St. John's University in Collegeville, which the station called A Prairie Home Entertainment. The show's eclectic music was a major divergence from the station's usual classical fare. During this time, he also began submitting fiction to The New Yorker, where his first story, Local Family Keeps Son Happy, appeared on September 19, 1970. Garrison Keillor resigned from the morning program in February of 71 to protest what he considered an attempt to interfere with his musical programming. The show became A Prairie Home Companion when he returned again in October. Garrison Keillor has written numerous magazine and newspaper articles and more than a dozen books for adults as well as children. In addition to writing for The New Yorker, he has written for The Atlantic Monthly and Salon.com. He's also authored an advice column at Salon.com under the name Mr. Blue. Following a heart operation, he resigned in September of 2001, his last column being titled Every Dog Has His Day. This is Garrison Keillor on CFRC 101.9 FM.
A man would like to keep improving, even in his declining years, and surprise himself with some little feat now and then. such as begetting a daughter, as I did a few years ago, a lovely one with bright eyes and long, delicate fingers. This was the summer I entered the 55 to 65 age group, which the New York Times referred to as the near elderly. Thanks a lot. And I stood in the delivery room and I watched her appear. And now I rise from a sound sleep at her siren call, which is electrifying. She is not an easy baby you can shoehorn into your busy schedule the way people do nowadays. Not a hobby baby. It would take a village to raise this child. Actually, about 68 people. Walkers, feeders, scrapers, dressers, bouncers, maybe the Mormon Tabernacle Choir come in the evening and hum. My daughter lives on Australian Standard Time. She eats like a wolverine. She gulps down air and stores up pockets of gas that are not easily jiggled out of her. She poops with gay abandon. Her deepest pleasure is pooping while feeding to engage the entire digestive tract at once. She fights off sleep, afraid that she might miss something. And when I lay her tiny, beautiful, sleeping head on the mattress, her eyes fly open. She cries, she wails, she howls, she has no middle range. She is louder than anyone else whom I know personally. So I sling the spit rag over my shoulder and I resume walking the floor, a foot soldier in the old campaign, exhausted, stained with milk, borderline paranoid, poorly informed, a person nobody would ever hire to look after an infant. Well, what else did I have in mind for my twilight years? Not that much. A writer gets into his mid-50s and the thread of inspiration starts to unravel. You clop around in circles like an old pony at the pony ride. And beautiful women come up and tell you how much their mothers liked something you did back in 1975. Compared to that, fathering a baby is a sort of nobility. I change your diaper, I administer the bottle, I coax a belch or two. I walk from the kitchen to the dining room to the living room and back, singing hymns and telling her little things about the 20th century. And sometimes she dozes off and sometimes she weeps. And nothing I do can reach her. And it absolutely breaks my heart. Nothing Puccini ever wrote is so tragic as the unconsolable cry of your own child. I walk and walk and walk, and she weeps and weeps, and I bow my head and I weep. I say, I wish I could help you. You know how much I love you. It's a tender moment. Madam Butterfly is in the back bedroom sleeping. And Mr. Butterfly pours out his heart to the baby. Questa notte senza fine, this endless night, I'm exhausted, I can't bear it. Oh God in heaven, have mercy on us. Will this weeping never end? What can I do to help her, my darling, my beloved? Cara mia, cara mia. An opera that will go on for years. May I live so long. My old pals will be sending me postcards from the Aegean, Christmas letters about their grandkids and their prostates, and snapshots of them at their condo overlooking the golf course at Plaid Pants Village. And I'll be standing in the back at Miss Laurie's dance class recital, watching my little girl interpret the waltz of the flowers. My pals will become cranky geezers who can't tolerate loud voices, who can't bear to be contradicted, who go around snarling about the disappearance of all decent standards. But the father of a daughter is ex officio, an optimist. I believe she is finally about to sleep for a few hours. I believe this in my heart. Lord, you can do it. Please, walk across the water and grant this little girl a little bit of rest.
This is Bob Duthie, station volunteer from 1958 to 1959. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Do not feed donuts to your obese children. You will regret it when they're in their teens. Maccas might shut them up now that they're seven, but they won't forgive you when they're getting picked last for PE. Don't you say, Bumbalada, motherfucker, if you notice that your kids are fat, what you gonna do about that? What you gonna do? So you're telling me that your family has a history of obesity. You got a polycystic ovary. You say it's just the way God made me. It's unlikely statistically to be a physical thing. But either way, it don't explain why you are in the queue at Burger King. You can blame it on biology. You can blame your physiology. You can point to genealogy or your social anthropology. You can say you are an ectomorph, that you just can't get the kilos off. Well, you can be what you wanna be, but stop feeding your boy KFC. He weighs 40 kilos and he's only 3. He looks like a clean-shaven Pavarotti. Ordering Diet Coke is not the way back. Bumbalada, kitty stuff, for your kids are fat. Have you noticed that? And you ought to be ashamed, for you only have yourself to blame. Your 5-year-old princess in her size 14 tutu only eats pizza like that because you do. She'll be dead of a heart attack before your grandchildren are 10. Perhaps you'll consider a cutback on extra fries then. Kitty stuff for your kids are fat. Have you noticed that? What you gonna do about that? What you gonna do? So you're telling me that your family has a history of obesity. You got the polycystic ovary. Your mom had childhood diabetes. But, and in your case, there's a reasonably big but. Do you think it's an appropriate treat? The all you can eat at Pizza Hut? There's no excuse, you silly goose, for a child with a caboose. Like a moose who's eaten too much moose, it's tantamount to child abuse. Kick them off the f***ing couch, unplug the PlayStation, send them down to the park. If they don't want to go, make them tell them to jog until their jogging shorts fit them. If they hesitate, ask firmly. If they still resist, hit them. Is this what you want for your little girl and guy? These chips off the pork chop are for the toffee apples of your eye. 6 packs of Kit Kats are not the way back. A Bumbalada, kitty stuff for your kids are fat. Have you noticed that? And you ought to be ashamed, for you only have yourself to blame. Your 6-year-old miniature Jabba the Hutt eating half-melted Mars bars from the folds of his gut will be dead of an aneurysm before his own children ism 10.
perhaps you'll consider a cut back on Taco Bell then. Perhaps you'll consider a cut back on Krispy Kreme donuts and popcorn in bucket-sized boxes and microwave pizzas or drive-through McDonald's for weeknightly dinners in front of the TV. And notes to the phys ed instructor saying Timmy has asthma, but he really just gets short of breath 'cause he's 35 kilos above the ideal weight of 35 kilos for a 9-year-old boy.
Bob Newhart, a former accountant, began his comedy career as a popular stand-up comedian in the 1950s. His 1960 comedy album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, went straight to number one on the charts, beating Elvis Presley and the soundtrack to The Sound of Music. Button-Down Mind received the 1960 Grammy Award for Album of the Year. He became known for his deadpan delivery and his slight stutter. Several of his funniest acts involved hearing him talk as one half of a conversation, often over the phone. In the mid-1960s, Bob Newhart appeared on The Dean Martin Show 24 times and The Ed Sullivan Show 8 times. From 1972 to 1978, Bob starred in the popular Bob Newhart Show on CBS, in which he played a Chicago psychiatrist and husband of co-star Suzanne Plachette. Bob Newhart guest hosted The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson a total of 87 times. In 1982, Bob returned to primetime TV with a new sitcom, Newhart, on CBS starring Mary Fran. When this show went off the air in 1990, it ended with a surreal episode where Newhart woke up to realize that the entire series had been a dream. The idea for that last show came from Newhart's wife, Virginia Quinn. The two were married on January 12, 1964, and have four children together. From 1992 to 1994, Bob made a television comeback attempt with a series called Bob, but it did not develop a strong audience and went off the air 2 years later. In 1997, Bob Newhart returned again with George and Leo on CBS. The show, which co-starred Judd Hirsch, was canceled by the network before it had much of a chance to succeed. Here's Bob Newhart on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Newhart.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Many of you may have read The Hidden Persuaders. It's about advertising. And one of the points the book made was that the real danger of the public relations man or the advertising man was that they were creating images. And they felt that in the presidential campaigns, the candidates were really getting closer and closer together. There was no real difference between them. And you were really voting for the man. And this got me to thinking, supposing this science were as far advanced during the Civil War as it is today, and there was no Lincoln. Now, the advertising people, realizing this, would have had to create a Lincoln. And I think they would have gone about it something like this. This is a telephone conversation between Abe and his press agent just before Gettysburg. Hi, Abe, sweetheart, how are you again? How's Gettysburg? Sort of a drag, huh? Well, Abe, you know them small Pennsylvania towns. You seen one, you seen them all. Right. Listen, Abe, I got the note. What's the problem? You're thinking of shaving it off. Abe, don't you see that's part of the image? Right, with the shawl and the stovepipe and the string tie. You don't have the shawl. Where's the shawl, Abe? You'll have to be more strong. What are you wearing, Abe? A sort of cardigan? Abe, don't you see that doesn't fit with the string tie and the beard? Abe, would you leave the beard on? and get the show. What, now, what's this about Grant? You're getting a lot of complaints on Grant's drinking, huh? Abe, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't see the problem. I mean, you knew he was a lush when you pointed him. You see him? You're gag writers. Yeah, you're gag writers. You're right. You want to come back with something funny, huh? Maybe an anecdote about a town drunk. Well, I can't promise anything, Abe. I'll get him working on it. Right, Abe, you got the speech. Abe, you haven't changed the speech, have you? Abe, what do you change the speeches for? A couple minor changes, I'll bet. All right, what are they? You what? You typed it. Abe, how many times have we told you on the backs of envelopes? I understand it's harder to read that way, Abe, but it looks like you wrote it on a train. Abe, could you do this? Could you memorize it and then put it on the backs of the envelopes? We're getting a lot of play in the press on that. How are the envelopes holding up? You can stand another box. All right, I'll stand. What else, Abe? You change 87 to 87? I understand. Well, Abe, that's meant to be a grabber. Abe, we test marketed that in the area, and they went out of their minds. Abe, it's sort of like Mark Anthony saying, friends, Romans, countrymen, I've got something I want to tell you. You see what I mean, Abe? What else? People will little note nor long remember. Abe, what could possibly be wrong with that? They'll remember it. Hey, they'll remember it. It's the old humble bit. But you can't say it's a great speech. I think everybody's going to remember it, Abe. But you come off a bragger, don't you see that? Hey, do the speech the way Charlie wrote it, would you? The inaugural address swung, didn't it? Anything else? You talk to some newspaper men. Abe, I wish you wouldn't talk to newspaper men. Well, you always put your foot in. No, that's just what I mean, Abe. No. You were a rail splitter, then an attorney. Abe, it doesn't make any sense that way. I mean, you wouldn't give up your law practice to become a rail splitter, don't you? Would you read the biography, Abe? You'll save a lot of trouble on this set. Abe, listen, before I forget, the manufacturer is coming out with the Abe Lincoln t-shirt on Tuesday. Could you work that into the address somewhere, Abe? Play it by ear, whatever you can do. Abe, have you got a pencil and paper there? Would you take this down? You can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, you keep doing it differently. The last quote I got was, you can fool all the people all the time. And you're... Hey, hold on. They come up with a thing on Grant. Right. Good. Yeah, all beautiful. Hey, listen to this. They got a beautiful squelch on Grant. Right? The next time they bug you about Grant's drinking, right, you tell them you're going to find out what brandy drinks and send a case of it to all your other generals. No. It's like the brand was the reason he won. No. Abe, use it, it's funny. Trust me, Mr. Saturday night? Oh, Abe, I'm sorry, I'm gonna be in New York Saturday night. A bridge party at the White House? Oh, Abe, I'd love to make it. How about Seward? You try him? He'll be out of town too, huh? Oh, that's a, you and what's her name? Be home alone. Mary, be home alone. Listen, Abe, why don't you take in a play? I'll be coming to you.
Thumb on the pulse of global issues. Tune into Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report, heard right here on CFRC 101.9 FM on weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. and rebroadcast again weekdays at 7 a.m. Democracy Now! Provides their audience with access to people and perspectives rarely heard in the U.S. corporate-sponsored media. Tune in or check them out online at democracynow.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
This is Steve Cutway. I was involved with CFRC from 1968 to 1989. I'd like to congratulate CFRC on 85 years. You're listening to CFRC FM 101.9, Queens Radio in Kingston.
Queens Legal Aid is located in room 400 of McDonald Hall at 128 Union Street in Kingston. We provide legal services to Queens students and to low-income residents in Kingston and Napanee. We are committed to serving our community with professional, high-quality, and responsive service. Queens Legal Aid can assist and advocate for eligible students with matters pertaining to landlord-tenant disputes, small claims court matters, some criminal and driving offenses, affidavits and notarizations, student discipline matters, student loan matters, Ontario Disability Support Program appeals, and more. Our services are free of charge to those who qualify. Call 613-533-2102 for more information.